Hello everybody, and welcome to this new video of the 3D game programming series of WebEngine 2.0. For this video, we will like to start creating our game theme, but first of all, we have to explain what we understand as a theme. In WebEngine, a theme is what contains all the game entities and the logic of your application. It can be use as a game level, as a menu, or as a credit page, for example. On this demo, we will use just one thing, the main level thing. So now we will start creating the asteroids and the player ship. In the previous video, we were using the assets, and now it's turn to use them just to create new amazing stuff. So let's begin. If we navigate through the Assets Hierarchy panel, we can click on the model folder, and then we can see four different kinds of asteroids: the ship, the thrust, and the environment background. We can create a new entity in several ways. The easiest one is just clicking on the assets and dragging into scene, like this. A new asteroid will be created in this place. If we check on the entity hierarchy, a new entity is also created. If we navigate through its components, we will see the materials map, the transforms 3D, the model, and the model renderer. We can also see that the model path is also created, and we can check its position just moving through the viewport. In this case, we can use the controller, the position controller, where we can drag it through different axes. For example, this is the X axis, then this is the Y axis and the Z axis. We can also move on the X Z plane and the other planes also, for example this. We can also change their properties just on the entity details panel. So let's place in the zero point. We can also navigate through the viewport with the mouse. Using the mouse wheel, we can zoom the viewport, zooming in, zooming out. And if we press the right button of the mouse, we can look to different positions. And if we press the A key is we're moving left, and the D key is moving right, the W for moving forward, and S key for moving backward. Pretty standard. And this way we can move through the entire thing. We can also check this visualization cube and press the different sides of the cube for different views. We can also change to orthogonal view, but let's see here, and change to wireframe, and hide the grid of the scene, pressing the G button or this button of there. So okay, now it's clear. We can start dragging a new material to this. To this model, we can see here the materials map component of the model entity. We can rename it to steroid 1. And if we click on the default materials path, all the previous created material will show up in a panel, and we can click on the asteroid map, which stands for asteroid material. This new material will be applied. We can remove this slide because it's no longer needed. You can see the asteroid is pretty cool. And let's start creating our asteroid. We can right click on the entity and select duplicate in the menu, and another entity will be created. And if we select it, we can move again. let's check the position 1, for example. Then we can change its model. For example, in the model model component, we click on model path slot, and we can check the asterisk 2 model, another model we created. And another way to duplicate in a model is just copy and paste. For example, control C and control V, another asterisk we will create it. And we can also change its model, clicking it and selecting the asteroid 3. And again, we can paste again the same model and move to another place and the same, change it to asteroid 4. At any moment, we can save the project just clicking Ctrl S or clicking this button up there on the save project. Now, if we click in the camera 3D entity, we can see the asteroids here. We can move the camera, and its previsualization frame will update with its movement. If we see the components of the camera, we can check the background color and change it with a black, space black, and change its default movement, but let's stay like that. If we click into the simulate button here, we can see how the scene is going. We can change the camera. Stop. And if we click on the build button, the project will recompile and show up a new window with the standalone application. Here we see the same thing, but in compiled application. Okay, now it's time to add some effects to the asteroid. For example, we can add a rotation behavior. To do that, we just need to add a new component to this entity. And for doing that, we just have to click in this Add button. And a new Add Component dialog will appear. If we click on the Component button, we can see a lot of components, different components. But if we just write Spinner, for example, we can click it easily. This new component has a Vector 3 parameter. If we change it, we will create a spinning effect. For example, if we check right 10 on the x axis, 30 on the y, and 50 on the z, and we click on simulate, we can see the asteroid spinning around. The same with the rest entities. Different behavior and values. Let's add 40, 80, and 60. And for this one, let's add 13, 2, 83, my birthday. And we can see that every asteroid is spinning around in a different way. As we can see, in the previous video, we explained that this material had image-based lighting. That means that the lighting, instead of coming from a wave light, it's coming from an environment map or from a cube map. So we can have this kind of soft illumination. Okay. Now it's turn to create the chip. And for doing that, we can do exactly the same. We can drag this model into the scene, or we can create a new primitive. For example, we can create a cube here. It's black because we don't have lights. In the model path, we can change it in for the chip. The model is too big, we can see. So we can make it smaller, for example, to the 10. Come up here. If we change to wireframe, we can see it better. And now it's time to create its materials, because we only create this environmental math, and we need to create its material. For that, we just have to click on create material in this material folder and start adding its textures. For example, on the diffuse path, we can click on chip diffuse. On the specular path, we can add the chip specular, and on the ambient path, we can add the space IVL, the image based lighting cube map. I think it's pretty nice for now. We click on create and we rename to chip map. That's material we created. And then if we click on the entity, we rename to chip. We also can set its textures, and this model has the particularity that it has two textures. So for setting them, we can't just select in the default material path, so we have to create the materials dictionary just clicking here. Then the materials map dialog will be shown, then we click on add material and select the different sub mesh of the object, chip mesh, and then we click on the material. Then we select the next, the glass one, so we click on it. And voila, here we have. This is the ship as we expected. If we click on the camera now and move accordingly to view the ship, we can change its orientation. We click on the press on the simulate button. We can see the ship. The ship on the thing with the asteroids spinning around. In the next video, we will create the rest of the environment. We will add the thrust effect, the engine thrust. We will start creating really cool things. So thank you very much for watching it. I hope you enjoy it. Stay tuned for the next video. I hope you liked it. Thank you very much.